have is just for this side, okay? So you guys can listen, but don't raise your hands. You'll know why in about a second. How many of you have always been right? See? Didn't you think so? Thank you very much. Now I'm going to come over on this side and ask you guys a question. How many of you have ever suffered from cognitive dissonance? See, the teacher has. I want you guys to learn that term because it really will freak your parents out. Cognitive dissonance means that you want to do something else than what you're asked to do. Okay? So if your parents ask you to, like, clean your room and you really don't want to, but you know you should say, I'd like to, Mom, but I'm suffering from cognitive dissonance. That will really, they'll look at you and they'll go, okay, and then you'll get out of it. Jesus' story today is telling us about how hard it is to change our minds when we're sort of set on something. One of the most common things that kids tell me in confession is they don't listen to their mom and dad. And then I'll say to them, well, why don't you if they tell you to do something? And you know what the most common answer is? I don't know. Who's ever said, I don't know? Yep. Jesus is telling us that even in his time it was hard to change his mind and change people's minds. And it's because the more we're kind of stuck in something, the harder it is to change our minds. Jesus was talking to, like, people like me, the priests and the things that were saying. Jesus was saying, I came here and I told you that I'm God. Why don't you believe me? That's what Jesus was saying. So he gave, instead of yelling at them, which Jesus doesn't like to yell at people, he kind of gives them stories to try to get them to decide for themselves what's the right thing to do. So Jesus gave them a story. He said there were two sons, and one, the father said, go out and work today. That's like your parents saying, go to your house and clean your room today. And the one son said, yeah, I'll do it. But then he didn't do it. And the second son said, no, I'm not going to do it. But then he felt bad, and then he did it. He felt bad because inside all of us is what we have is called a conscience. And it's something that as you get older, it's in your heart and it tells you what the right thing to do is. But it's hard for us to change. And believe it or not, the older you get, the harder it is. For these guys, they're right all the time, a lot of them. But you know, as you get older, we're not right all the time. And sometimes we're wrong, and sometimes we have to change our minds. It's because we experience things different, but it's harder for us. And Jesus knows it's hard, and that's why he says, when it comes to important things, listen with your heart. Don't listen with your mind. So when somebody's asking you to do something that you know is right, listen with your heart. Don't listen with your mind, because your mind can talk you out of a whole bunch of things. That's what cognitive dissonance means. Your mind talked you out of it. It said, no, you want to play. You don't have to do what your parents say. That's your mind talking. But in your heart, you know you're supposed to do that. Jesus is telling us that during this Advent season, we're supposed to soften our hearts and let the little ears on our heart listen more to what's going on. Because when Jesus comes on Christmas Day, he doesn't just want to come in the stable. He wants to come into your heart. He wants to come inside of you so that you're a little bit better. Now, the best son would have been if he said yes to his dad and he did it. Wouldn't that have been the best? Yeah, but Jesus knows how hard it is for us to change our minds when we're wrong. And there's a lot of reasons like that. As you get older, the reason we don't want to change our mind is because we always think we're going to lose something. We're going to get embarrassed, or people are going to think less of us. So sometimes we stick to what we believe no matter what. And then we look worse and worse. And then we fall into doing sins. And so what's one of the sins that I hate the most? Lying, right? I hate lying. Because it makes you, it dirties you. And once somebody thinks that you're a liar, you can't change their mind. And you want to change their mind. So make it easy for people to know who you are by doing what you're supposed to do. And don't lie about stuff. And don't, if there's something that you did that's wrong, tell somebody. Say, I'm sorry, I was wrong. People like that a lot. Let me ask you this. How many of your parents have ever told you that they were wrong? Yeah, that's good. That should. It's really hard for a parent to do that. Talk to your teachers. I'm not going to ask you how many teachers said that they were wrong, because the teachers are never wrong. See, it goes back. So you're right when you're little, then you're wrong sometimes, then when you become a teacher, then you're right again all the time. So that's good. So I want you to think about, as you're getting ready for Jesus, a lot of times what we do is we just think of ourselves. We think about what presents we want. We think about things that we're going to get. We sometimes think about the kind of cookies we want to eat. But we seldom think about the people that we live with and how we want to make them happy. So I want you to think between now and Christmas of one little present that you can give to your parents. And I want it to be something where you just do what they say when they ask you to. Or even better, do something for them before they ask you to. That's the greatest gift that you can give a parent, is to really know what's on their mind and say, Mom, you know what? I'm going to help you with this. I'm going to help you do this today because I know it's hard. If you do one of those things for Christmas, you will have given Jesus a great gift. So think in Advent with your heart and not your head. And let those things that make you know that you want to do be something that you can really do. It's really hard to change. We don't think it's hard, but it really is hard. But Jesus says we can do it. And in fact, he says sometimes the people that we don't even expect can do it. You're all given the conscience in your minds and in your hearts to do what's right. So I want you to do that.